Has the craziness of this school year made you think of leaving the profession? It has for me. Hang in there, and I'll share with you a little bit of my story. This is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher. I've been teaching for 22 years, starting my career at a private school, moving to a suburban high school, and now I'm at a Title I middle school. Thank you for listening to the podcast. You can find show notes and links mentioned in the podcast at jamesdevine.net. Maybe you might want to call in with a question of your own to 719-238-4193. I have been teaching for 23 years, and I have known since the first week that this was my calling. I love it. I love everything about teaching. But this last year has been a very difficult year. I've looked at job postings of both music jobs and jobs outside of education at least 100 times, so a couple of times a week. And what doesn't make sense is I love my school. I love the students who are here. I love what I was able to do before the pandemic hit. I have wonderful support from my admin. So why? Why would I feel this way? Today, I'm just kind of sharing from my heart with you because I want to see you stay in this field. And I want to tell you about a little bit about the process that I went through and some of the things I just realized just in the last couple of weeks, these things have come to me. The why of it, the why of wanting to look at job postings. Part of it is the fatigue of rapid change. It's only been 1 month ago that my school finally came back to in-person with masks and social distancing. Before that, we had a hybrid schedule. Before that, we were online for a while. So it's only been 1 month, and this is probably the sixth or eighth change that has happened. In fact, I remember thinking, I had been an advocate, and this is not to get in an argument about masks and social distancing and all that, but I've been an advocate of school opening for a long time. And I thought, why am I not excited that the students are finally on campus? The very thing I've been advocating for all year, they're finally here, but I didn't find myself as excited as I normally would be on the first day or the first week of school. And I shared this with my choir teacher. And she responded, she said, you know what? This is our eighth time of having the first day of school this year. And it was so true. That statement really, really hit home because of all the changes. So we just get fatigued of the change. Also, great music teachers have what is called a high EQ. We really feel emotions. We feel the emotions of the students that they're bringing to our classrooms, the confusion they're facing and the struggles they're facing with online learning and hybrid learning and coming back and feeling some of the dangers of that. We feel the emotions of students leaving our program. And I have had unprecedented numbers leave this year, more than I have ever had in my entire 23-year career. My numbers are so low. I'm in my current position. I've been here 3 years. And last year, I had really built up a great sixth grade band. There were about 43 students in there, and 40 of them were very serious and wanting to improve. And I thought, this is going to be great when they get to seventh grade, when they get to eighth grade. But we've changed so many things in our schedule that kids only have one elective. And because of the changes, many of them chose not to remain in band. And so I have about 13 in that seventh grade band that I thought would be my big one. Also, we're not where we're supposed to be in the book. That's one that should be easy to clear from your mind, because as you think about it, it should be something that you say, you know what, it's not a normal year. We're not going to be where we normally are. Now, I've been very fortunate because our classes are meeting for 80 minutes, and usually we have 45 to 50 minute classes, and we have more classes. So on one hand, I've lost some students because we went down to one elective, but on the other hand, I have them for 80 minutes. And even though my sixth graders, for example, just started in January and we were hybrid at first, they have progressed pretty far in that short amount of time. So our emotions, great teachers have a high EQ, and our emotions affect us in thinking that it's time to leave. Our lack of control. I have a huge amount of support from my admin, but some programs are being cut. And when you don't have any control over that, you don't have any control over the schedule. That's one of the things frustrating me, is I have no say in the schedule. So I've lost some students because of the way our scheduling works. And I know a lot of schools face the same thing, where we are putting kids in grade cohorts. So all the sixth graders have to be together. All the seventh graders have to be together. All the eighth graders have to be together. And we used to have it where we could put choir and band in different ability groups. And now it's all by grade level. So when we have a lack of control, that makes us sometimes want to find something we still have control over. And sometimes finding a new job or a different job, that could be something we feel like we have control over. This is a good lesson to learn, because our students face this too. I used to be, my first job, I was the 4th through 12th grade band director at a small private school, and I absolutely loved it. But my big times of loss, we kind of had the school split up into three divisions, the elementary, the middle school, and the high school. And there were a few teachers like me who went across all the divisions, but most teachers were with one division. I would find that when I usually lost students was when they were going up to the next division. It's a time of them feeling like they're losing control. And sometimes band or choir or their electives are the only thing they feel like they have any control over, because they don't get a say in math. They don't get a say in science. And so sometimes this is what drives the students to change. But I want to give you some encouragement. I want to leave you with some encouragement to help you through this difficult time. First of all, teach to the kids in front of you. Yes, some have disappeared. They've either left our class. Many have left the school, and we don't even know where they're at. Some of the statistics are saying there are 5,000 kids across the country who are unaccounted for. They don't know where, what new school they went to, or if they went to any school. And that is a scary thing to me, because what if these situations are ones where abuse is happening? We just don't know. But teach to the kids in front of you. And when I remember that, it makes my day and my week go much better. Don't worry too much about job security. You might say, James, that's easy for you to say, because you have your position, but I've just been cut from mine. What am I going to do? I really believe that the teaching profession is going to remain strong. Now, we're going to have some losses of some programs. Some districts who don't have much long-term insight are going to cut music or cut something else, and they're going to regret it. But in the short term for you, that, of course, is very difficult to do. But I think we're going to see many teachers who have left the profession, either retired early and said, you know what, this is just, I'm done. I've seen some of my colleagues do that. They're great teachers. They were planning on doing another 8-10 years, and they said, you know what, I'm eligible to retire. I'm just going to retire and move on to my next phase of life. So there's going to be a lot of things available in the teaching field. Sometimes you might have to look at other certifications. Last summer, I wasn't sure what the writing on the wall was going to be. It looked like the Colorado, they were talking about having to cut 20% of the education budget. They didn't do that, but I ended up getting my business license. I actually have a business degree, so I got my business license so that I could be certified to teach something else. And I bet you there are a lot of you who are in those positions. Lastly, I want to say, don't make any long-term decisions based off of this. One of my former students was so excited about becoming a music teacher, and this was her freshman year in college, and I've heard back that she's thinking about not being a music teacher anymore, and that makes me sad. I'm going to reach out to her and try to encourage her, but it just, none of the experiences have been what she had hoped for, what she had wanted for her first year of college. But don't make long-term decisions based off of what is happening now. The campus I'm on now, many years ago, it's just like 4 miles away from my house. And I used to always walk by or sometimes run by this area. If I was on a long run, on a weekend run, I would often come by this campus. And there was something that called to me. I don't know where your spiritual beliefs are, but I believe it was God kind of calling me to it. And I would say prayers long before I ever taught at this campus. And I just prayed if there was an opportunity for me to come teach here, then I would love to come and do that. And God reminded me of that the other day when I was praying for some students and praying for the campus and praying for wisdom. God reminded me of that time. It was probably 6-7 years ago, 3 years before I came here, that I had said that prayer. And it renewed for me my commitment to the students in front of me. So hang in there. Don't leave. Don't make any long-term decisions based off of how things are right now. We've already seen that things are getting better, and I think that they will continue to get better as more people are vaccinated and as we move forward. So hang in there.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.